In 1941, the Yaktay Pole was carved by Frank St. Clair, a Tlingit from Hoonah as part of the Civilian Conservation Corps. Originally, it was intended to be one of many in an Auk Village totem park, but World War II broke out and funding dried up. Fred Fulmer, Frank St. Clair's great-grandson, is helping with the restoration today.
Whenever if a great-grandpa's pole needed to be restored or redone, I wanted to be a part of that. And my nephew told me about Wayne over here doing the totem pole, so I stopped by and he said, come on over.
Wayne Price is the master carver for the restoration. At the U.S. Ranger District workshop, he replaces a patch on the totem. Price has been doing this kind of work for over 43 years, making dugout canoes and totems. He's a Tlingit from Haines and says he found his calling watching his dad.
And I remember looking up, watching him carve, and that's it. That's what I want to do. And I got an opportunity to start sweeping up the wood chips.
He's worked on 36 different totem poles in his career. And he says the feeling he gets is the same every time.
You walk into the room and smell the red cedar and see the tools, create the artwork that means so much and goes so far back.
In Tlingit, Yaktay means Big Dipper. The raven sits at the top of the pole, which spans across the entire length of the workshop.
47 feet is one of the tallest ones I've ever been involved with.
This isn't the only time the totem's been restored. In the 90s, the base was vandalized by arson. The carver who worked on that first restoration made a startling discovery. Several bullets had been shot into it. Rosa Miller's the tribal leader for the Akwan. She remembers being heartbroken seeing it in that state.
I don't understand why people shoot at things like that. It's obviously there for a reason. The reason why it was put there was to honor us. We are the original settlers here, the clan of the area.
Fred Fulmer, the original carver's great-grandson, says he has childhood memories taking care of the totem. He's from Hoonah, but when he would come to Juneau...
My mom would always want to come out here and go out to Auk Bay Village site there where the pole stood, and she'd go around and start picking up garbage and start weeding, and so all of us would jump in, and she didn't say anything. She just went to it, and then you knew you got the cue, you know.
And now he's passed on that reverence for the Yaktay pole to his daughter Yolanda.
The feeling that I get is just one of connection with my ancestors, you know, with my great-great-grandfather. I can close my eyes and imagine just the hands that worked on this pole. So it's a real visceral feeling. You know, I get the tingles, I get the chills.
The restoration will be completed in the following weeks. The wings will be put back on the totem. It's being repainted turquoise, yellow, and red. Wayne Price says story poles like this one are essentially a history book of Native culture.
We didn't have paper, but we carved the whole tree. This is a classic example of that. So being part of keeping that book so people can read it is very, very rewarding.
Yolanda and her father sing the Hoonah exit song to the pole. It's about the changing of the tide.
It's going to be wonderful to see this pole go back into place, know that our ancestors are with us and that we can sing and celebrate and bring this pole back to life.
But it might be a while before the Yaktay pole returns to its home at the Auk Recreation Area. The Juneau Ranger District is still looking for funding to put the pole back in its place. In Juneau, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins.